Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Aww.
Have you ever read a scripture where your immediate response was, "Wow"? Of course you have. In fact, honey, that should be our normal response, even when reading promises of God that we've read time and time again.
Well, sometimes they just come to you.
Yes, they do. But recently we read Isaiah 58, 6 and 9, Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9. And we had an amazing wow
experience.
That's exactly right, where the Spirit of the Lord spoke very specific things to us.
In Isaiah 58, starting with verse 6, in the Message Bible, it says, "This is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts." Oh, I like that. "What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on."
Wow.
"And your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and I'll say, here I am."
So really, we need to do ourselves a big favor and read those verses at least two more times before this day ends. If you don't have a Message Bible, you can read it free at BibleGateway.com. Truthfully, honey, I went ahead and read Isaiah 58, 6 through 9 numerous times in other translations. But I never really read it until the Message Bible, until recently when we did. But as I pondered those verses, let's say, "This is the kind of fast day I'm after," the Lord all of a sudden gave me initials, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Let's look at those. A, absolution. Ask for forgiveness of sins. Specifically, he wants us to repent and be free of doubt and fear. Truly, doubt is an insult to God because he tells us to doubt not. According to Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary, the word absolution means forgiveness or setting free from guilt, sin, or penalty, forgiveness of an offense. Acts 3:19, Classic Amplified Bible. So repent, change your mind and purpose. That's the actual definition of the word repent.
Mm-hmm.
So repent, change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean. The times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord.
B, business. We need to pray for the business we work for or might have or business opportunity we might like to have. In Proverbs 22:29 in the Message Bible, it says, "Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat to anyone." So how should we conduct our affairs on the job or with a business of our own? In 1 Thessalonians 4:11 in God's Word translation, it tells us this: "Also, make it your goal to live quietly, do your work, and earn your own living as we ordered you."
See, he gave me A, B, C for confession. From this day forward, know that God wants each of us to make being debt-free and walking in surplus. For that, those thoughts, those commitments, be a part of our daily confession until we experience financial victory. Hebrews 4:14, Hebrews 4:14, Classic Amplified Bible. Insomuch then, as we have a great priest, high priest, who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession of faith in him. Child of God, make this your confession of faith when it comes to your finances and God's promises. I remember the day the Lord gave me what I'm about to share with you. I've shared it before. But this is something you need to really get down inside you. Debt is disappearing. Lack is leaving. Poverty is fleeing. Faith is increasing. Money is multiplying. Generosity is growing. And I call this done in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Be dietary. Let's approach our dietary situation from a spiritual and a natural perspective. From the spiritual viewpoint, we need to change what we're feeding on, our diet. And that could mean we're feeding ourselves a steady dose of negative programming on television. Then we need to change. We need to change from what we're consuming in our minds. We need to also increase the intake of fiber, which is healthier for us. In the natural, that would be fruits and vegetables because they provide what's needed to keep our bodies going. In the mental realm, we might need to be reading the right books and listening to the right CDs so that we can keep our thoughts stimulated and fresh and going. Albert Einstein once said, "If you feed your mind as often as you feed your stomach, then you'll never have to worry about feeding your stomach or a roof over your head or clothes on your back."
Say that again, baby.
If you feed your mind as often as you feed your stomach, then you'll never have to worry about feeding your stomach or a roof over your head or clothes on your back.
Wow. Powerful quote.
It is. So here's some thought on dieting from a natural perspective. Maybe we don't eat the foods that we normally eat. Maybe if we're a coffee drinker, we give up coffee for the day. Now, that would be a toughie for me. If we're a soft drink lover, we give up soft drinks. He wants us to completely shake up our daily dietary habits. For my husband, that would mean no meat.
That's
but
true.
Point being is, get a different perspective for a day and see how things change for you.
As a reminder, the Lord gave me A, B, C, D, E, entertainment. We need to fast our normal television viewing habits. Give up what we would normally watch, whether it's network or cable. And yes, limit what we watch or surf on the internet. If we want to get ahead, if we want a spiritual breakthrough during our fast, turn the television off and prepare our minds. Read books, listen to CDs, MP3s, and prepare ourselves mentally for the promotion that is awaiting us. Don't think you have time? Well, if you spend 30 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, watching television, that amounts to 130 hours a year, or 16 working days. That's the same amount of time most people get for an annual vacation. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time. It's how we choose to use it that separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls. And, well, the decision's ours to make. Will we turn entertainment into energy to fuel our success in life?
F would be for focus. You know, our fast isn't just a matter of what we're giving up. Rather, it's an opportunity to make sure our focus is on Him, His righteousness, His promises, God's divine plan for our lives. And in Hebrews 12, verse 2, in the Message Bible, it says, we'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes unfocused. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. Perhaps the best way to strengthen our focus is found in Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4, verse 8, which says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If we think on these things, it's going to sharpen our focus during our fast.
You know, honey, I love it. Hebrews 12, 2, the message that you quoted where it says, we better get on with it. Keep our eyes on Jesus. That is the formula for success.
That's true.
It really is. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Give. We may need to give up some preferences and conveniences during our fast, but there are some financial steps of faith that we need to take when it comes to giving. Psalm 126:6, King James. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This verse should give each of us comfort and boldness to give to God's work, even when we don't see how we can do it in the natural. But if God tells you to do it, don't you think he knows about your checking account, about what bills you have due? See, we need to get hold of this. God absolutely guarantees that precious seed will produce a return. His word says, the one who sows it shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Now, if you really want to shout, listen to Psalm 126:6, this time in the Message Bible. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so that those who planted their crops in despair shall hurrahs at the harvest, so those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings. Hallelujah. You come home laughing with armloads of blessings.
H is for help. Sometimes in the current economic climate, we may be traveling through the what we would call the valley of the shadow of financial despair. But God will always, because he promised, be an ever-present help during our time of trouble. He'll give us a helping hand, but first, we have to reach out for his. As we were finishing up writing this teaching, we asked the Lord if he wanted us to continue with the alphabet, and he said, nope, that's enough. But this is what he said, if my children act on what I've just given them, it will change their financial destiny. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
It's important to remember that fasting does not change God. Fasting changes us. It makes us more open and receptive to hear his voice. And when we follow his directions, the remainder of the verse in Isaiah 58 will manifest in our lives. It says, do this and the lights will turn on.
I love that.
I do too. If you feel like you've been all alone, living in the darkness, then rejoice because the one who created the sun and the moon is about to illuminate your life with his presence. And as the scripture says, your lives will turn around at once. It also says, then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and he'll say, here I am.
Wow. There's some great stuff in this call today.
There is.
You may want to listen to it again. You really may. But understand this. Now is the time. This is the day for your turnaround to begin.
Hallelujah.
Don't doubt it. Embrace it. Activate it.
Go for it.
Manifest it. Hallelujah. Go to heraldhearing.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
And by the way, have a fantastic Friday. Excited about that. Fantastic Friday.